Hello?
Yes.
Hi there. Yeah, I've been transferred over to me, and I suppose that we had a talk before. You were calling in regards to a refund that was not processed to you, I suppose. Is that correct?
Well, it's a bit more than that. It's not just that the refund wasn't processed. It's that you guys also disputed it with my bank when I disputed it with my bank. So you've taken it a step further after saying I'd be refunded.
Well, we're not sure about, but I'm not sure about it because I do not take care of the billing and stuff and all. So
no, nobody does who I speak on the phone with. Nobody's going to have an answer for me, but I'm going to need to speak to somebody about this eventually because, you know, this is ridiculous.
Well, it's,
so who do I get to speak to about it?
Well, that will be the billing team itself because they haven't arrived yet. Okay. And I stated before that they will be here, but they haven't arrived yet over here. So
See, but the last representative who just had the phone said that the billing team is not coming in today. So which one is it? Are they going to be there today or
they will
they
be
not?
Here because I'm the manager and I decide which team comes in and not. All right, so yeah, they will be coming in, but it's taking a little bit of time.
Well, I called about an hour and a half ago and you said they would be in an hour and
they got a little bit late. Well, they will be here and they'll be getting a call back.
Right. Let me ask you a question. Where do you claim that your business operates out of?
San Jose, California.
Okay, not Karachi, Pakistan.
No, of course not.
No, right. So anytime there's been correspondence on my website, it's been coming from Karachi, Pakistan, but that's just a coincidence, right?
From where?
Karachi, Pakistan. You know,
and
that is what it says anytime you guys have tried to edit my website to provide samples to me. And it's pretty dishonest, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't believe that you guys are in California. I don't believe that you guys use the names that you have, like Eddie Martin and Sam Jones and all these really generic American names. I have a problem with all this.
Well, of course, Bill, we do have a lot of people who are working globally with us. All right, and as you're talking about Sam Jones and Eddie Martin, they do have and are in the office. All right, so
okay, and you're gonna tell me with a straight face that is the names they were born with. These guys who do not speak English, these guys who have a very poor grasp of English. They're not native. They're not Americans, but they were born with the name Sam Jones.
Well,
are you serious with that?
Is it something funny or? With the names and all.
No, I mean it's funny because it's so ridiculous that you guys have frauded me. Do you realize that I paid you guys $540 for a scam of a company that's not even using their real names? When people don't use their real names, that generally means they have something to hide or they don't want their reputation affected by their work. Correct?
It's not like that.
Why else would you use a feel?
Like
why
that.
Else would you use a fake name?
Well, there is no fake name.
Well,
who told you about it?
Sam Jones is not that dude's name, and you know it. Swear on your mother that that's his real name.
It is.
Swear
it
on
is.
Your mother's life.
Well,
his name
I
is Sam Jones. Why? Because you're in the business of lying. You guys lied to my bank saying that I approved all this website stuff that I never did. And also, all right, do you have access to the emails?
Well,
or is
yeah,
this?
I
are you going to say this is just the billing department?
Well, I do.
Because if you look at the emails, you will find an email that states very clearly that you guys were going to refund me.
Well, I'm not sure about this project. I have to check. What was your name again?
Last name is Molano. M-O-L-A-N-O.
Okay. All right. Just give me a quick minute. Okay.
That's it. Can you see the email correspondence between me and the company, your company?
Yes, of course I can.
Okay, great. So then you should be able to go to the email. Let me see what the date was here. Okay, so there's an email on September 6th from your company to me.
Okay. And what do I have to do about it?
It says, as you requested a refund from our project manager, Eddie Martin, he forwarded this to us, blah, blah, blah. It basically says, on September 6th, your refund of $540 will be executed without more communication. Now, that sounds like I'm getting a refund, right? That was September 26th, right? So we're almost at a month ago at that point. Now,
well,
when I called the next week...
Well, for that, I have to get in contact with the billing team and stuff and all right? Because I'm not sure about it. I have to go...
But you can see that email, right?
What was that?
You can see the email that I'm talking about, right? No,
I cannot.
But you just said that you had the emails in front of you.
Yeah, I do have the email that has been corresponded itself, but I cannot go and access it because it was not, you know, assigned over to me. All right, only assigned people can go and see the emails.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So for that, they will give you a call back and then just go and talk to them over that. Sounds good.
You know, I'm not getting a call back from you guys. Let's be real here.
You will be.
Like,
you will be.
Okay. I'm just telling you right now, there are repercussions for this sort of thing. I don't know if your company thinks you're untouchable because, you know, you can just charge people or whatever, but, I mean, you guys are going to get trashed. You guys are going to get trashed on the internet for this because this is 100% ridiculous lying going on.
As I said, that you'll be getting a call back, all right, and I'll make sure.
Okay.
All right.
And when I don't get that call back, I'm going to call you right back. Got it? And this is going to go on for days, if not weeks. So be prepared.
Sure. Not a problem.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.